Senate Rules Committee to order. We have Senator Stevens, Senator Stedman, Huggins, and Senator Ellis. Senator Hoffman will join us shortly. We have one item of business today, Senate Bill 303, the CS for Senate Bill 303, Workman's Comp and Contractors and Others, Senator Passavant. And we have today a discussion on an amendment, and we're going to go through a procedure here, and we'll adopt the amendment. It'll change a little bit what we're doing on the floor, given some success. So with that, Senator Passavant, if you would continue, please, on your bill.
Thank you.
Or stand by one, if I could have a motion to bring the bill before the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I move that Senate Bill 303 be brought before the committee for consideration at this time.
Okay. Is there objections? Hearing none, the bill is for the committee. Senator Passavant.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Joe Passavant, Senator for Fairbanks and Fort Wainwright. And as I understand, the issue before this committee is whether Section 3 would be removed from that bill. And, you know, while I recognize that there are some good social policy issues that would be advanced by keeping Section 3 within the bill, I understand essentially the political reality that those social policies are potentially defeats the entire bill. By removing Section 3, it returns the bill to my original bill. So from the standpoint of the effect of if Section 3 is removed and returning the bill to my original bill, I certainly have no problems with doing that, because I think that the larger policy issue that is advanced in my original Senate Bill 303 of attaching that conservative principle that if you break it, you pay for it, and you establish accountability and responsibility is the largest issue that I am advancing under Senate Bill 303, which would be advanced with Section 303 deleted.
Okay. For the record, would you just give a quick overview of what Section Number 3 does? We have Dennis Bailey, who is with us here today, if as required from Ledge Legal.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Section 3 to Senate Bill 303 would require that everyone on a job would have workers' compensation insurance, and that if for some reason that the subcontractor to a contractor did not have workers' comp insurance and there were to be a premium increase to the contractor because of a loss, that it would require the subcontractor to reimburse the contractor for that additional cost to the contractor. Some of the objection to the bill was that it would force everyone to carry workers' compensation insurance and at the subcontractor level, and they believe that the opposition to that believes that that is their choice as to whether they have or carry workers' compensation coverage. Again, that's where I think that there's good social policy that's advanced by requiring everyone on the job to have workers' compensation insurance, but I understand their argument. Therefore, I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, thank you. And Mr. Bailey, would you just come up, just for the record, is there anything that Ledge Legal would like to add to that description? And it's not mandatory you do if it was adequate.
I could just briefly go through the amendment, if you don't mind.
Well, just let's the Section 3 initially.
Section 3, yes. The amendment essentially deletes Section 3.
Right. Is there anything as far as the explanation of Section 3 that you'd like to add? Senator Passavant's explanation appeared to be adequate, but I just wanted to give you the opportunity.
I think it's accurate enough. I think my concerns are probably just
details. Okay, good. Okay, thank you very much. So hearing that, we essentially have two things that will happen as far as an amendment, and at this point in time, I will move amendment number one and object for purpose of discussion. So we have to do two things. Number one, to change page one, line two and three, the title, delete two workman's compensation for independent contractors without employees because of what's happens when we take out Section 3. And the second part is the action of taking out Section 3, which is page 2. We delete from lines 10 through 20 all the material, which is Section number 3. Are there questions or comments on that action? Yes, Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Like Senator Passavant, I would have preferred the version of the bill that came before us for some of the goals we were trying to achieve, but I too can recognize political reality and count votes, and I won't hinder the bill's progress. But if this is what it takes to move the bill forward, I won't object.
Yeah, good. Thank you very much. Any other comments on that? I've removed my objections. And is there any objections to the adoption of Amendment number 1? Okay, seeing that Amendment number 1 is adopted, Senator Passavant and all viewees, thank you very much. We're adjourned.